This is The Playbook.
I'm excited to hear from our next guest, Matt Leinart. One of the most decorated college football players in sports history, Matt Leinart is an analyst on Fox Sports' Big Noon Kickoff College Football Pregame Show. A College Football Hall of Fame inductee, Leinart won the Heisman Trophy, a BCS National Championship, and two Associated Press National Championships as a quarterback at Southern California. Leinart is now pursuing his next venture and entrepreneurial journey as co-founder of Hall of Goats, an arcade-style college football game.
Welcome to Money Talks with David Meltzer, and I have a Hall of Fame college football player, pro football player. He is Fox Sports analyst and also an entrepreneur, co-founder of the Hall of Goats, the incredible Matt Leinart. Welcome to Money Talks.
What's up, man? You got so many shows and so much going on. I'm just honored to talk to you, man. You're like the busiest man in the world I've ever met.
I love it. I saw Kevin Hart at the Eagles game, and I'm like, I want to be as active as Kevin Hart because I see him and Shaq everywhere. And I love it. And sitting behind the decks, you're not a stranger to as well, but you're also not a stranger to collectibles. And I'm going to start off with the obvious question, may not be obvious to everyone, is what do you think a Heisman Trophy is worth?
Well, if you ask a couple people who sold it, I mean, I think you could just look it up and see what they got it for. But that's not for sale.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be. Although one of your alumni, Marcus Allen, has probably the best Heisman Trophy story ever of how he forgot that he had let a museum borrow it. And he had thought it was stolen, you know. And I said, Marcus, your career has to be so amazing that you forget where you put your Heisman Trophy. But needless to say, it does bring up a great point of it is one of the rarest trophies available. And so it has great value. And collectibles today, whether it's sneakers, trading cards, NFTs, are hotter than ever. And the marketplace is bigger than ever because there's so many people that are participating in that market. What are some of the ways that you're participating today in the collectible realm as a business person?
Yeah, well, actually a few different ways. I'm still old fashioned in the sense that I collect sports trading cards. You know, I had a passion for that as a kid. Growing up with my brothers, we all kind of just collected cards and your favorite baseball, basketball, football player. And when you're younger, you know, I didn't collect them as an investment. Really, I collect them because it was fun. It was a passion. It was joy. It was cool to do. Got away from that. And then recently kind of got back into that as I've gotten older. And also from a business standpoint, as you just said, you know, the collectible market is kind of picking up, whether it's toy collectibles and old like Cabbage Patch doll cards. Like you see some of this stuff coming up and it's like, oh crap, I should have saved that, you know?
I got to interrupt you. How about saving every pair of free shoes that were you ever given that you didn't wear? Imagine if you just saved every pair.
Oh, it's funny you mentioned that. So when I was with Nike, you know, and I had a Nike deal and you get the Nike Dunks. My brother, I used to give my brother, you know, like, hey, dude, buy, you get as many Dunks as you want. You know, I'm not going to spend this money. He's got probably a dozen pair of Dunks from like 2007 that are all worth hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars. And they've never even been out of the box. So, you know, I think in that sense, like just the joy and the passion of collecting trading cards, collecting your favorite players. I'm actually learning more about that side as far as, you know, learning, you know, getting cards graded and tournament and all of those things and figuring out the investment side of that. But then the other thing, obviously what we're doing and I'm rocking is the Hall of Goats is the digital assets, the digital collectibles. And we're working with high school and college athletes as far as, you know, doing their digital collectibles and their assets and also incorporating that into the Hall of Goats video game that we're currently building. And I know that obviously you're aware of. So it's a really interesting space. I think, as you said, it's never been hotter. And I'm excited to learn about it daily, invest in it and be a part of it because I just think we're just starting it. You know what I mean? Like it's going to continue to get bigger and bigger.
Now, one of the things I like about Hall of Goats is it works within the context of an asset in timing as well. So you take a high school athlete, and we give
right.
all of this opportunity to great high school athletes. Then, just like a collectible, you get, you as a athlete get rarer and rarer. There's one Heisman Trophy winner. Then there's one MVP of the Super Bowl. And you know, as successes continue on in your career, that, you know, Trevor Lawrence's high school undefeated season, and maybe he got a trophy, you know, something like that, that can then be put into a digital asset,
right.
could be worth a lot of money 100 years from now. And how are you seeing the applicability to so many different athletes now, that you don't have to be a Heisman Trophy winner in order to have some sort of monetary asset that is tangible and fungible and tradable?
That's to me the best part about kind of the Web3 gaming and the digital assets and what we're doing with Hall of Goats. And you said it, you know, Caleb Williams is a partner. He just won the Heisman Trophy. He's obviously as talented as they come. He's probably going to be the number one draft pick next year in 2024. We just did his digital asset drop right after he won the Heisman Trophy. So you're talking about great career achievements, whether it's high school, college, pro, you're talking about achievements. And you mentioned the word ownership, and that's the most important thing, and what differentiates from my passion or your passion from collecting actual, like a trading card. Whereas on the blockchain and in the digital world, you actually have ownership of that. So the fans and followers who bought Caleb Williams' first drop right after he won the Heisman Trophy, they own that now, and they own that asset, and they own a piece of that. And now they can sort of, in a way, be a part of Caleb Williams' journey through college and through the pro, and maybe even pros, and maybe he's a Hall of Famer. And that digital asset gains value each and every time that he continues on that path. So that's what's really interesting and really exciting for us. I mean, you could buy, you know, you can get into someone, a great high school athlete, a five-star kid or whatever, and get his first ever digital asset drop and own it, and have the perks that go along with that, with the utility that can be offered. And now you're like hand in hand with an incredible journey. And the player is also a part of that too. The player knows who owns his assets, and so that community part of that is really cool. And then the other part of your kind of question also, just, you know, you don't have to be a Heisman Trophy winner. I think in this day and age, and with social media and branding and content, and just really kind of tech savvy and very knowledgeable Gen Zers, you know, whether athletes or not, influencers, owning their asset and going along with their journey, whether they're a five-star or whether they're a three-star or whether they go to USC or wherever, it doesn't matter. And I think that's just the world that we're getting into. And that's the world that is really, really fascinating to myself. And I think to all of us who kind of understand a little bit about the digital asset and what it has to offer.
And a lot of people don't understand that, but do you own traditional assets and, you know, gold, or have you looked into traditionally how transparent assets can accumulate wealth? Are you at all versed in that in your experience?
Probably not as much as I should be. I mean, I, you know, real estate, you know, I own a couple properties and stuff, and that's something as I've gotten older is understanding, you know, like I mean, full disclosure, you know, I own a property in Orange County, and I was thinking about, you know, sell versus rent. And obviously, you know, you sell, you get big gain, but you get the tax, the capital gains tax and all that. But I had a buddy, I have a buddy who's in real estate and very, very smart and very intelligent. Kind of real estate is king, right? Holding on and owning that asset and that ownership, you know? So, yeah, and again, I knew that, but at the end of the day, like I am not, and again, I am not an expert in that, but it was like, that makes sense. I understand why, but sometimes, you know, you have to, you know, I joke, but like you teach 39, 40, I mean, financial literacy or asset class or learning taxes, all those things. I mean, gosh, I mean, our world and our country is changing so much, especially the economy, that there's so many things to learn. So, yeah, I mean, I'm aware of it. I understand it a little bit. And it goes kind of back to you know, the digital asset and owning that over time, and the transparency that digital assets offer. Yeah, so it's it intrigues me and it excites me, as I said, and it's something that I'm constantly learning about daily.
And that humility, with the Hall of Goats and the company is so great, because I think a lot of the younger people in high school and college, they need mentorship from people like you, right? And to understand that, hey, look, I'm humble enough to tell you what I know, but what I don't know, and what I don't know, I find people like this that are experts in real estate, and we can help the young people really maximize their opportunity, regardless, like you said, whether they are an Heisman Trophy winner or even make it to the NFL. There's so much opportunities, so many options, and to give your mentorship is important. Last question, as you still are humble enough to seek mentorship, you probably do have some strategies in place that you've learned over these 39 years, even though you don't look it, buddy. But what's one of the strategies that you see if you were a high school or a college athlete with things like the Hall of Goats, what's one of the strategies that you would, just like your friend told you about real estate, or I'll help you with asset-based lending, what's one of the strategies that you would tell a high school kid that is maybe a five-star athlete about utilizing their name, image, and likeness?
The biggest thing, and like what I would tell myself, my 21-year-old self, is you have to be okay and comfortable with being uncomfortable. And what does that mean for me? Well, that means going back and networking, going back and not being afraid to kind of think outside the box, or have the humility that I probably have more humility now than I did when I was 21. And a lot of these kids now, and not all of them, but a lot of them are making potentially seven figures coming out of high school or coming out of college. Humility can get you lost on that when you're making that amount of money playing something that you love to do at a young age. So for me, I wish I could go back. And this is what I tell people. It's like, one, you're entering a world that there's a lot of sharks out there. There's a lot of people out there that are going to take advantage of you, that are going to try and take advantage of you. One, surround yourself with the best possible people around you. And it doesn't necessarily have to be family. Sometimes that's not the best case. It could be someone like you, Dave, a mentor, or someone that's in this world that's willing to lend a hand. It could be a teacher, it could be a counselor, it could be coaches. It could be people, at least if you have questions, ask them, and those people can try and connect you with the right type of people around you. And it's easier said than done, because we all know a lot of people come from all different walks of life and all areas and all over the country, and don't necessarily have all of those resources and assets. And that's why I hope that high schools and colleges start to implement the financial education courses and the tax education and the NIL education in particular. Be okay with stepping outside the box, asking the hard questions, challenging yourself, being humble, and it's okay not to know anything. Like, I don't know about this. Hey, explain it to me. You're never too young or old to learn about something, right? Knowledge is power, the great saying. It's so true. So I try and tell that to people now, and even parents now. And if you just consistently do that, whether you play 10 years or not, all of a sudden when you're 35, 39, your wealth of knowledge and your circle of people is just massive, and I think that would just be the best advice I could give these kids.
That is great advice, and they absolutely should look into the Hall of Goats, where people make it more comfortable for you to ask for help, which is always my best piece of advice. And what I tell people, I would tell my 18-year-old self, is, hey man, ask for help. You don't know what you don't know, and money will talk to you if you listen. It will follow you as well, and it has followed you. And we are blessed to be part of the Hall of Goats. Matt Leinart, Heisman Trophy winner, great Fox analyst, but more importantly, a mentor to many, especially in the NIL space. You got to check out the Hall of Goats. Thanks for joining me on Money Talks.